There's one wonderful story of a Chinese general who was besieging another Chinese city, and he had to calculate how he was going to get inside these almost impenetrable walls. So what he decided to do was to fly some kites to determine how far it would be for him to tunnel from outside of the wall, under the wall, and well into the city. So he flew kites, measured the length of the string, and made his calculations and was able to tunnel in and defeat those people in the city.
So talk to me about kites in this atmosphere. Set the scene for me and tell me who would have been playing with them or who would have been using them, maybe outside of play.
Right now, in the 1870s, kites are being thought of as a popular recreation, especially for young boys. There were articles being published in popular home magazines of the 1860s, 70s, and then later in the 1880s and 90s, directed at the parents of young boys. So this is from the Popular Recreator. It's a household periodical in 1873. It says, "It is not to be wondered at that kite flying is a highly popular amusement. Few recreations have so much, and none have more to be said in their favor. It is to be pursued, to begin with, in the open fields and the fresh air. It is unattended by danger, and yet not without its adventures. It affords healthy exercise and the glorious excitement, too, of almost established communication with the distant clouds."
Okay, that's sweet.
Very poetic, isn't it?
It's very, it's also very manipulative. It's
yes.
If you don't do this for your child, then they're not going to be healthy and they're not going to be...
Yeah, so it's kind of the scientific, a leaning toward the scientific child rearing, right? And this idea of certain healthful activities are healthful. It keeps you playing in a good crowd of people. If you're doing this, you're not getting into trouble.
So now you've got these young boys flying kites. Are these kites that they're waiting to come in on the Wells Fargo wagon?
No, they're kites that they make themselves. And these periodicals, these magazines, had all kinds of great directions, instructions for how to make kites in all sorts of fanciful shapes, from something that's as simple as a hoop, where you would take the wooden hoop from a flour barrel and carve it down or split it so that you had a thin hoop. You could cover it with fabric or tissue paper and with some paste and paper and have a little twine, and you'd have your own hoop kite. You could make them in all kinds of fanciful shapes, animals like birds, human forms with soldiers were a popular form to make. And then you could paint it, decorate it as you liked. And boys got really creative with attachments. You know, most of these kites required tails. So we think of tails sometimes just as a simple tissue bow tied on the end of them. But there were all sorts of star shapes and paper cones that were added to these tails to help finesse the flying. So it was more than just a simple toy. It could become very complex. There were kite competitions for young boys closer to 1900 in some of the urban areas in America.
Let's take a look at some of the kites you have here. This kite looks like someone who's either really happy or really mad.
This is the big-headed man kite. And he really is an interesting build because his head is formed with one of those hoops. But his body is formed by straight sticks that are tied onto the hoop and extend down below the head portion. And then there's a horizontal piece of wood that goes across the bottom and helps to form the feet. And the whole thing is quite gaily decorated, I think, here with watercolor paints. And that was one of the decorating choices people had in the 19th century. They had access to lots of watercolor paints. And then sometimes tissue paper was pasted on to add a little extra to it. So he's smiling away at us.
I'm glad it's a smile.
Yes.
So when I think about leisure time, especially during this time period. It, to me, always seemed a folly of the wealthy. It didn't seem in my head that farm kids, German immigrant kids working on the farm would have time for this.
It was when there were free moments. And there were, I think, you know, certainly spring is a very busy time on the farm in terms of planting. But once you have your fields plowed up and your seed in the ground, there's a little lag time. There are always chores to do around the house that kids helped with, things like splitting wood or bringing wood in, all kinds of tasks during the day and helping with cooking. But I think children, too, had playtime, and parents allowed them that.
Kate, on a day like today, kind of windy, kind of blustery, do you have to sort of judge which kite you're going to use by the weather? Because I could not imagine a paper kite surviving this.
You know, I am a kite novice myself in terms of flying, so I think we should just go out and try out our model kites. I don't know how well we'll do it. It's pretty.
It almost took off from you right here.
We'll just see if you can go from here. Okay, ready, set, go. Oh, yeah, it's up. Jennifer, you got it. Oh, it was up. See, you got a little reinforcement there. It went up. Oh.
I think our little kite experiments determined that you have to have flat ground, good knees, and running shoes.
I agree.
Because while it may have been scientifically helpful for young people, I could have ended up in the hospital.
But you didn't. And don't you feel refreshed from
I do.
All that great exercise in the fresh air?